a good solid year. But is it possible now in free agency and baseball to basically time out your one good year at the end of your contract and guarantee yourself major money?
Well, it certainly happens. I mean, we see it all the time. But I think what the Wells case is a little bit different is that he has played with this club for his entire career. They know him better than anybody else. They know what type of character he brings to the ballpark, to the competition, and so that's an important ingredient. When you sign your own players to big contracts, it demonstrates a couple things. Demonstrates things to your fans, but also demonstrates things to your players. You play the game the way we want you to play the game, you play it well, you get a chance to stay here and have a great contract.
Well, many people that I've talked to recently are very surprised by not the increase in bidding, but just how teams have been able to afford it. We understand the Yankees can afford it. We understand that the Red Sox can afford $101 or $102 million or whatever for Matsusaka when you combine those two investments, if you will. But what about some of the other teams, whether it is Toronto, whether it's Chicago, whether it's even the Kansas City Royals? Tell us about the new internet money that's come into the game and why suddenly teams are spending $20 and $30 million more than the previous year.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, obviously you mentioned things that are going on in the internet. Major League Baseball Advanced Media, MLBAM, has done a great job in the last few years of building up revenues. That's really an exploding source of revenue for Major League Baseball. That started out with a $2 million investment by each team, and now after just a couple years has paid itself back and is providing a couple million dollars extra to each team through the Central Fund. In addition, the new collective bargaining agreement gives teams with revenues, big teams and small teams, incentives to build those revenues, because the marginal rate for taxing additional revenues has gone from a little less than 50% in the previous CBA to a little over 30%. So you can build your revenues and not have to commit so much to Major League Baseball. Those are additional revenues that you can spend. And everybody.
How much is that, though, Jim? How much does that translate to? How much difference?
Well, across the board, it could be a difference of $4 or $5 million just to the Pirates, a small market team like that. Now, certainly it helps the large market teams, but the other part of the luxury tax that are taxed on payrolls, higher payrolls, those have gone down as well. So there's an incentive for teams to spend money on payroll. The other incentive that the players of the union wanted was, if we're giving the have-nots additional money through this revenue sharing and luxury tax, let's make sure they spend it on player payroll, Major League Baseball players, or baseball operations. And so they've tried to balance that and make sure the incentives are positive incentives for building a business as opposed to negative incentives. But it's a little bit here, a little bit there, and all of a sudden the Pirates end up with maybe an additional $8 to $10 million in the next year or two per year.
And it's also the fact, like in the NFL, when you have labor peace, when you know that 3 and 4 and 5 years out, you can plan out your budgeting. You can have faith that there won't be some interruption to that flow of money. It makes a big difference to the confidence, whether it's in the NFL or Major League Baseball.
Well, absolutely. Basically, the owner feels more comfortable spending that money knowing what his revenues are going to be down the line. If he structures his business, if he operates his business the way he wants to and does it well, and teams are doing a better job of supporting each other in some respect, because most of the revenues still are local. I mean, you take a look at what Major League Baseball revenues are compared to, you often go back to the NFL. I was reading something today, NFL television revenues are more than the revenues of all the major sports, the Olympics for the last couple of years, on and on and on, combined. So they haven't reached that model yet. The NFL does an outstanding job with that. But Major League Baseball, especially because it's gone into a new frontier on the internet and access to games all across the country, that has opened up a new frontier for Major League Baseball. And they're benefiting already, and definitely in the years to come, that will build and build.